Chapter 5. Serving Food. 2. Recommending Food. A couple enters a hotel restaurant. After being seated, they are greeted by the waiter. Read and listen to the conversation and do the exercises.
Sir, madam, and if I may recommend our Torino foie gras, that's the goose liver, with citrus confiture jelly and toasted brioche, that's a type of sweetbread made with flour, eggs, and butter, and the steak tartare with beetroot sauce, that steak that is cut into very small pieces and eaten raw, usually with a raw egg and baby quail eggs.
We might have to give dinner a miss, actually.
How unfortunate, sir. There's really nothing at all on the menu that takes your fancy.
Actually, my wife's feeling a little bit under the weather, not herself.
I see, sir. Well, I'm terribly sorry to hear that, sir. Perhaps I could tempt you to a light meal. Just the fillet of wild salmon with crab ravioli and aromatic herbs right there.
It's very kind, but no, thank you.
I think I'll just take my wife up to the room. We've had a long day.
Sir, madam, please remain seated. The hotel would like to present to you a tasty platter of delicacies on the house.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. It's just not our cup of tea. We're two veg kind of people, aren't we, Jan?
Yeah, we don't mean to be rude, but your menu, it turns our stomachs. It does.
4. Taking food orders. Listen to a conversation and fill in the blanks. Then complete the table to find out what Mary and John have ordered for their meal. Are you ready to order, madam?
Not really. Could you tell me what carpaccio is?
Certainly. It's marinated salmon slices served with toast.
I see. And what's vichyssoise?
Vichyssoise is made of potato, celery, and onion. It's served as cold soup.
That sounds nice. I think I'll have that for a starter.
I feel like a hot starter. Do the Polish potato pancakes have garlic in them?
No, madam.
Good. I'll have that then.
And what would you like as a main course, sir?
I think I'll go for the Casablanca couscous.
So couscous for you. And what about you, madam?
Let me see. The North Sea eel looks delicious. I think I'll have that.
Excellent choice, madam. Would you like a side dish to go with it?
Okay, we'll share a Waldorf salad. Is that okay, John?
Yes, that's good.
A Waldorf salad, and what would you like to drink?
We'll have a bottle of house rosé, please.
Certainly, sir. Please wait a moment.
6. Room service. Listen to a conversation and choose the best answer to each question. Mr. Wiltshire, lunch is served. I'll set your lunch up over in the corner, sir.
What have we got here?
Dover sole à la menuire.
Junk food.
I can arrange for something else to be ordered up, sir, if you like.
No, I'll take it. The only problem is that I'm not used to posh cutlery.
Well, the general rule is to work from the outside in towards the plate. Glassware on the right, side plate on the left.
Napkin in the collar.
That's your prerogative, sir.
What's your name?
Jane. Jane Green. Would you like me to pour your coffee, sir?
Yes, please.
And would you like to have something else besides the lunch, Mr. Wiltshire?
Oh, yes. You remind me. I'm planning to take a friend to dinner. You see, we both love spicy Chinese food. Could you recommend to me a good local restaurant where I can find some good spicy dishes?
Certainly, sir. There is a very good restaurant right on the fourth floor in our hotel, which serves spicy food. You might try there.
That's great. Thank you very much for your help.
My pleasure, Mr. Wiltshire. I'm always at your service. And would you please sign the bill?
Sure. Here you are.
Thank you, Mr. Wiltshire. Goodbye, and have a nice day.
8. Answer the following questions. Work with your partner to ask and answer the following questions. For each point, put down your answer in the blank, then listen to the recording for model answers and repeat, paying attention to the fluency and tone of your voice.
A. What does a traditional English breakfast include?
It usually includes juice, coffee or tea, eggs, bacon, sausage or ham, toast with butter, jam or honey, milk, and cereal.
B. What are the different ways of frying eggs?
Sunny side up and over easy.
C. What would you usually offer to go with the fried eggs?
Bacon, ham, or sausage.
D. What would you usually ask if a guest ordered steak?
How would you like your steak done? Rare, medium, or well done?
E. What are the different ways of cooking potatoes?
Baked, boiled, fried, and French fries.
F. What would you ask if a guest would like to have some brandy?
What brand would you like?
G. What would a guest mean if he said, Whiskey Canadian Club straight up?
He would mean he wants some whiskey without anything in it, and the brand he prefers is Canadian Club.
H. If a guest wanted a soft drink, what would you usually offer?
We offer a variety of non-alcoholic drinks, including coffee, tea, Coke, milk, and mineral water.
I. What would you say if you want to suggest some menus to a guest?
May I suggest some menus?
J. What would you say if you want to ask a guest their method of payment?
How would you like to settle your bill? By cash or credit card?